James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Sayulita, Mexico. We've got an interesting show here. There's all kinds of things going on here. I've interviewed quite a few people in the area that have had some pretty amazing sightings. There's been a lot of UFO activity in the area here. Some sacred mountains. I've been told there's, you know, all kinds of different places to go here to have these sightings and bases very similar to the one at Mount Adams and Mount Shasta. But it's getting quite an interesting trip, and I've met all kinds of wonderful people on this trip. And one of the people I've had the pleasure to meet was a friend of mine named Gary, who's doing the Mayan calendar groups here. And so I thought I'd bring Gary on the show to tell us a little bit about the Mayan calendar and what's up in the future and some of the planetary alignments. And on that note, I'll just go ahead and give it to Gary. So, Gary, can you introduce us to the Mayan calendar and give us a little information on where it originated and how we can use it and what's in our future?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I got really involved in the calendar back in the early 90s, but as a part of an event back in the 80s, it was called the Harmonic Convergence. Probably a lot of people of your listening audience are aware of that August 16-17 event. And at that point, we got introduced to Jose Aquiles, who wrote The Mayan Factor, and he's been writing numerous books since then. And got really involved in it, and I got, you know how synchronicities happen, you know, you're in a place and you hear about it, and next thing you know, you're studying it and began really understanding what the cycle of the sacred calendar is about. So even though we use the Gregorian calendar and have been using it for hundreds of years, it does at the same time coordinate with the cycle of 364 days of the solar cycle. And the Mayan calendar does exactly that same thing. It takes us on a journey of 13 months through the year. And we're now in the ninth month because the beginning date is the 26th of July. So if you begin the 26th of July, and you go cycles of 28 from there, we're now in the ninth month, which is called the month of the Jaguar. And it's a month that you really realize your intentions. So this is the first day of that month, and Jose was able to use computers, which is a wonderful modern technology, to determine where the beginning date of the calendar was through studying the stelas in Palenque particularly. And they determined that August 11th of the year 3113 BC began a 5,200 year cycle. And that's all very interesting, but the most interesting thing is that the cycle ends on the 21st of December in the year 2012. So I've been creating calendars, trying to help people change and turn over the idea of time from the Gregorian calendar into a more harmonious system. And unlike the arbitrary calendar of Pope Gregory back in the 1500s, months of 30 days and 31 days, and then 1 month will have 28 days, and then every 4 years it has 29 days. Well, the Mayan cycle is much more ordered than that, in that it has 13 28-day months, which equals 364 days in their year. And then to align with the solar cycle, they add a day out of time on the 25th of July. So that day out of time is the 365th day of the year, and then the calendar again, of course, begins on the 26th of July. So it's a pretty interesting cycle, and actually the days themselves are named for 20 different archetypes. For instance, red dragon, white wind, blue night, yellow seed, a red serpent, which is a day that I actually got born on in the system, and goes all the way for 20, and then it also travels through 13 different tones. So a grid made up of 20 archetypes, what they're called solar seals, and 13 tones makes a grid of 260 days. Now you say, well, 260 days is not really a year, but when you figure 260 days is a sacred calendar, we realize that 260 days is the gestation period of a human zygote, or a fertilized human egg has 260 days in the womb, a full cycle of the Mayan sacred calendar of 260 days, and then each of us is born on one of these 260 days on the T-Z-O-L-K-I-N, the Tzolk'in grid, which is the calendar itself. Within this grid of 260 days, there is a design of 52 days that create kind of a sacred code of energy. And in these 52 days through the 260, there is what we call galactic activation or galactic awareness days. And they are days that seemingly hold more energy than the other the other of the 260 that are normal days. So it sounds like a very complicated system, but if you sit with someone who has been studying it for a long time and has a good understanding of it, they can very quickly help a person look at the calendar and see how the longer count calendar of 28 day months of 13 of them, and how they interconnect with the 260 days of the sacred calendar. You know, when the Mayans were discovered here by the Spaniards and by the Western world, we might say, they were engaged in using 19 different calendars. Their astronomy and their astrology system is very, very precise, and even though we witnessed the burning of all of their codexes, which are what we would call books that have all these recordings in them, there were four of them that survived all the burning of the books, and they are now, one of them is in Spain, one of them is in France, one is in called the Dresden, which is in Germany. So we've been studying these codexes over the last years since they've been deciphered or decoded. The language itself only became something that we were able to decipher for only the last several decades. So we're really learning a lot right now, and having met James here and learning a lot about what the whole process of earth changes and evolution of consciousness and transformation seems like it just fits so perfectly into the whole system of the 20 solar seals and the 13 galactic tones and the sacred calendar, which has no no source solarly, but we call it a galactic calendar. It seems to be something that's come perhaps from the Pleiadians or from the star system, the trinary star system of Sirius. We're not sure, but they record all of these systems in their astronomy, and there's a feeling that the source of it probably comes from somewhere beyond our own container here on planet Earth. So it's been pretty exciting for me. I'm 67 years old. I've been studying theology and the many different world religions. I've been a pastor of a church for nearly 25 years, where we really, it was an interfaith community, so we really studied all of the religions of the world and all of the different prophecies of the indigenous peoples, and opening our minds to the possibility of, like a spiritual hierarchy or spiritual focus for our planet. The Mayan calendar was sort of an answer for me and totally excited me about a new understanding of time. I think we need to practice looking at time in a more significant way than just traveling through 52 weeks of a year. So by all of this interest that I've had, I began creating and publishing calendars. This is my eighth year, actually, of doing this process, and holding workshops in different places in the United States, which is where I'm rooted, although I'm living in Mexico right now, and teaching it. I've found people really excited and very interested in this broader concept of time than the one that we are ordinarily used to using. Then I moved here to Sayulita 3 years ago and ran into, the very first day I was here, synchronistically, ran into the person who is the designer and kind of like the coordinator of a program called the 7777, which is 7 years, seven chakras, seventh month, and seven generations. And so we finished just in January. We had our fourth annual retreat here several hours from my house in Topeak up in the mountains, and gathering a real supportive community of people who are using the Mayan calendar and kind of like living its philosophy and its design for the week that we share together. And Chris, the guy who's been leading this, has also been a person who headed up the educational program for all of Central and South America for Jose Aquiles, who is the one who really gave us the Dream Spell calendar, the one that we use. And Chris, for 7 years, took a bus all the way to Venezuela and Argentina and Brazil, and spread the idea of the Mayan calendar in every village and every community that he visited. And they set up some wonderful node, N-O-D-E, the nodes. They are called little circles of people who share a consciousness of transformation of time and using the calendar. And we are now forming one here in Sayulita. And it's, what it really means is there are about 20 of us who live in this town who've been studying the calendar, and our idea is to meet together once a week and just share the different exciting things that are happening in our lives because we have aligned ourselves with a little different time system. And it seems like it's going to be really successful. And then we invited James to come over and share some of his wonderful knowledge with us this last night, and they were able to view the hour and a half film that was done on the ranch. And everybody was really pretty inspired by it. He actually did some photography afterward, and there was quite a presence of a lot of orbs around the pictures. So we knew that we had had a good community of support there at that time. I'm going to give this back to James, and Jonathan is also here. He's also a part of our circle. And maybe he can introduce Jonathan, and maybe I can get back on a little bit with some more information. But here's James again.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. There's so much to this calendar. It gets my head spinning watching it all. I think you could study it for, a few years or so and still have more to learn. But it's quite interesting how these events, when you start looking at how things are adding up on the calendar, and your sign on the calendar, and you see what day it is on the calendar, how it does definitely have an influence, or the energies of that day have influences on you. And so I actually want to give one of the other locals here, I know his uncle is very involved in the Mayan calendar, and to get, you know, maybe some of his input on any information he wants to give us about the calendar. So here's Jonathan.
Well, thank you, James. Hi to everybody. My name is Jonathan. Well, my experience here with the Mayan calendar is that before I knew this situation about the 20 seals and about where are we going to walk in a few years, I was pretty trapped in the system. And after that, I feel like I believe in some kind of hell. But, you know, and everyone knows that hell and heaven is a different kind of dimension of conscience where we are living for somehow in the material world. After I came here to Sayulita, I realized that there is something more out there. I know this Mayan calendar, and everything and all the knowledge just was showing onto my eyes. So I got like an awakening. I opened my spirit for something else, or a very huge power out the universe. And I realized about that because all the knowledge that being carried on for material life started to make sense. Everything is precisely. Everything is already measured. Everything in the universe and the stars, there's a message for us. Everything's basically already written for somehow. And I realized that our ancient culture, which is the Mayans, they were able to see and check all this information from the stars just because they were getting into the same rhythm as the universe. They understood that, and they just follow it. They understood the rhythm of the earth, and they were in sync with that energy and with that rhythm. So due to that, they were in sync with the rhythm of the universe. So that's why the stars, or maybe some other beings from the stars outside from this planet, they just shared that information to our Mayans, and they just did whatever they have been doing since hundreds and hundreds of years. For example, all the pyramids, that's information from the stars. And now in time, mathematics or mathematicians and physics scientists, they're able to understand that because they have different kind of knowledge and different kind of technology as they have. So they don't understand how the Mayans did that, but it's not that complicated. It's very simple. The only thing is that they only were in touch and in sync with the energy and the rhythm of the universe, so they couldn't understand that. This is just something that was already existing. They just put it on the earth in order to transmit this message to the entire world. Well, the world got into a different kind of ages where the material world got the power of the entire world. So it wasn't that possible. But right now it's very interesting that we are walking at the end of this age, the end of this cycle, which is going to get over at 2012. After that, the new age will be begun. And it's very curious that at the same time, the Mayan is explaining us that the sun, which is the main source of power of this galaxy, is going to change its polarity and is going to send protons now to the entire galaxy. So that means it's going to be a big change outside and also inside. For instance, our technology that's working with electricity, and electricity it comes from electron. In an atom, we have the nucleus, which is a neutral charge, and it has orbits of electrons. So the orbits of the electrons, they have a lot of influence on the magnetic camp of this atom. So if all the technology is working with electricity, which is electrons, and the sun is going to change its polarity to protons. So that means that, well, it could be possible that the atom change, instead of having the orbit of electrons, is going to be have an orbit of protons. So that means that all the technology that we have is going to be useless from then. It's going to be totally unuseful. It's going to be trash, garbage. And due to that, maybe the economy is going to make a real change. Talking about it, it's going to be useless too, because there's going to be nothing to buy.
No.
There's not going to be way to get transportation, and when we have fuel, the fuel is going to be also useless. It's going to be like a new starting. We're going to start from the beginning again, but the way that you should be. Before we get here, before the material world ends into this dimension, which is nature, which is getting in touch with the nature, getting in touch with the earth, getting in touch with the universe. And at that moment, we're going to be able to get a different level of consciousness, which is going to get like a divine consciousness. And that's when our visitors from any other galaxy is going to be able to get here on our dimension and share this love with us, because by now we're going to be able to be beings of love, because that's the way, that is the way to repair this world already damaged. That's the way to heal these other people that have a lot of anger, hate, violence in their souls, in their spirits, in their minds. They're attached to the material world, so they can be unhappy. They cannot be happy. They're trying to have a secure life according to the system, according to what is telling them the system to do. The system is telling you, you must be profit to us. You must generate money, because everything works money. You, in between, the more you have, between is that means how important you're going to be in the society, which is wrong information. Because these, all the material things that we have in life, is they're only landed. They're not belong to us. We are just walking through this life in order to enjoy it, in order to feel joy about it, and in order to give joy to other people without your own joy. That's the purpose of this life. This is the only mission. Enjoy the life. Live your life. Feel joy for your life, because at the end of it, there is going to be a very powerful source where everything is coming. That is pure love, and it's going to ask you, do you have joy in your life? And I don't want to be one of those that says, no, I have no joy in my life. Well, that's so bad for you, because there is no way back. Well, maybe we're going to have another chance, but we're not going to be able to remember what happened before. So now is the chance, now is our opportunity, now are the times of changing, the changes are coming right now, time is coming right now, so it's time to love us, it's time to give love to everyone, it's time to unattach from all that material world that is making us unhappy, even though that many people can have a lot of that, I can ensure that they're not happy because they don't have love, they don't have, they cannot trust in everybody, they don't have a tranquil life, it's not a chill life, they can look over their backs because at any moment there's going to be someone with more attachment than them, attachment to the material world, and it could happen something, and something bad could happen either because they're working on different vibrations. Once we are in getting in touch with the nature and we get in touch with the same rhythm and vibration as the universe, is when we're going to get the pure love, and that's when we're going to start to be happy. Otherwise, there is no way. And well, talking about the Mayan calendar, I can say that I started to know more about myself. I started to know more about me. I started to realize which is my mission here and which is my path, and explains everything, and everything is exact, everything is precise, everything is already measured. It's incredible, it's amazing, but this is because this is already designed, this is already written. We're just here to accomplish the love mission and grow up as human beings. And well, this is like so far what I have to say by the moment. I'll thank you, James, for this opportunity, and I'll take you back.
Oh, thank you so much for that message. It's one we all need to hear. It's a message that we've been talking about for quite some time, especially concerning the grid, because even the scientists now are realizing that, you know, what the Mayan calendar has been saying all along with this solar cycle 24, the Earth is going through a magnetic pole shift, and it's underway right now. It's in kind of a holding pattern, but it's getting ready to bust loose, and it's definitely going to bust loose, and they're saying it's going to hit its peak, you know, right around 2012. So again, now this is no longer, you know, the Mayan calendar, and it's no longer a prophecy. This is science. You know, they're all saying the same thing, and we are getting ready to go through some massive shifts. One of the things we know right now is even the Earth's magnetic fields have some very large holes in them right now, and they're very weak and they're scattered. And so they're expecting a magnetic shift, like a pole shift, with the Earth as well. And at the same time, we've got the poles melting, and that water that used to be frozen that kept this top spinning really nice in space is now wobbling. And the scientists are now saying that wobble is increasing, and eventually the Earth will actually reset itself with a partial pole shift. So it's probably a good idea, you know, around between now and 2011 to start kind of preparing your food and learn to live in harmony with each other and the planet. And might want to move to a little higher ground, you know, if things unfold the way a lot of people are talking about it. Some of us can hear, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but we're having a very large party going on next door. So it's we're being serenaded. There's some kind of a birthday party or something going on next door. And one thing I've noticed about being around this culture is it's very loud, you know, and I'm used to being living up in the mountains where it's very cold. I mean, very quiet, you know, and very cold, and you know, you can hear the snow fluff, you know, hit the ground basically. So we're used to hearing birds, and now I'm, you know, woken up at all hours in the morning by some very loud music or something else, some major parties going on. But you know, it's interesting. You just have to go with the flow. There's so many questions. I'm wondering, I know you mentioned your uncle, and your uncle seems to have a lot of knowledge about this as well. And he's been talking about some of the visions that he's had. Is there any way you can touch on that or give us any other insights on what you feel is going to be happening, you know, between now and 2012? I know you've already talked a lot about that, but if there's any more insights, I'll just go ahead and give it to you, and you can t- take it from there.
Well, actually, yes. What I've been talking, for example, with my uncle, is that he says that by the 2012, all the technology effectively is going to start to change. I mean, it's going to be to start stop functioning. He says that other beings from the from another galaxy, is they're going to come to Earth, but they're going to come with a message of love. And the people that they're not going to be ready at that time, they're going to be like separated from the people who are, and they're going to be irradiated, like send them, we could be like covered with a special radiation, but it's a radiation of love. So they can change their polarity to stop being negative to start being positive. So, but that way, that's how it's going to be this change. But Uncle says that the change has begun already. Because how it happened to you, you already got in touch with them. You hear all the tribes that are changing right now. All the tribes are being walking and tribes are being growing up. My uncle belongs to something that we call a cosmic tribe. The cosmic tribe is basically us because we're the cosmic race. Well, basically, this means about the Tolkien. We're all being working with this Mayan calendar, and we are a lot of people. We are even in our whole Mexico, and Europe, United States, Canada, South America. This movement is also very, very, very huge. All the information that we can get about this is from the page www.tortuga.com. And even we have, there's another of couple of pages that we can check. There is www.lawoftime.org, where we can find everything. If we want to create a note of this movement, of this peace movement, we can do it also on a community. Or something else that I've been learning about this is, for example, is these people who are now belongs to the cosmic tribes are people, their descendants, or being in touch also with our culture, the Mayan culture, because due to the Mayans, there were one of the many cultures in the entire world who being able to get in touch with the nature and be at the same rhythm of the nature and the universe. So they're being, after the Spanish conquest, and after all the Aztecs and Mayan schools, they got closed. They're being transmitting all this information by generations through the tradition, through our tradition. So they've been getting this information to their sons, grandsons, and over and over and over and over again. This tradition never dies. So that's why, all right now, we are a lot of people, and right now, basically, we are all being like working with our traditions, still working with that, like making ceremonies, getting in touch, so we can have that opening, so we can have like that awakening. We have our vision quest when we go to the desert, when we get in touch with the universe and all the nature, so we can open our eyes, so we can open our minds and purify our spirit, because this is all about, is purifying our spirit and getting in touch with that divine consciousness that we can get it without precisely getting into another dimension. Maybe we're going to jump up into a different dimension, but it's not something that we're going to be or we must be afraid of, because so many people, when they say you're going to jump into a different dimension, they get scared. They start to have fear. But in order to avoid that fear, is just the only thing we have to do is just start living our lives. And that's it. And, well, basically, is that the information that I have about our cosmic tribe. We are still getting in touch, and also we are getting, we're going to make some ceremonies right now at the equinox, because it's a very important day also for us, for our lands, because we can start to making food for our people. And that's why it's going to be ceremonies also in Chichen Itza, which is one of the principal places, very important place at this moment, because it's when Kukulkan gets from the sky and makes the ground set up the, it's like make it ready for good food on it. Right now, my uncle is telling me that everyone is moving right now. They're going to make vision quests on the desert on the 15th and all these dates. They're going to start making ceremonies in all places. Even I just hear that it's going to be in Hungary. There's going to be a big ceremony and a Mayan ceremony in Hungary during these days, because there are people there living there now. They're moving to there and they're going to start awakenings in different places of the world, so we can be ready. And that's all the information that what I have to do. I have to say right now about my uncle and what I know about the cosmic drive and how do we use a non-Mayan calendar. Basically, it's all information that I just told you and share with you. It's basically the main things: living our life, awakenings, wide open our eyes, and also wide open our consciousness, our mind to universe, to love, to share, to give. That's it, basically. Thank you, James.
Thank you. That was wonderful. The one thing I've realized is that this movement is happening everywhere. And even in the United States, there's mass gatherings in the Four Corners area. I was just sent some information. I need to go back and read it about a lot of the different nations are getting together. The Indian nations are all getting together and having a massive gathering, for this time. It's happening everywhere. The 100th Monkey Program is definitely in effect, that we're all connected in consciousness, and there's a big movement in consciousness. And what I'm seeing over and over again is that people are starting to form communities. They're starting to work together and live in harmony with each other in the land, and deciding this old world just doesn't function anymore, and they're leaving it, and they're letting it continue on its downward spiral, like we're seeing with the economy and a lot of the other things, and they're creating a new world and creating a life of harmony again and aligning with the planet and the earth and learning to work with the earth and the earth spirits and the nature intelligence or whatever. We do that at the ranch. We work with the nature spirits. We work with the moon cycles in all of our planning and work very close to the ground. And although we're having contact there with these beautiful beings, if you check into one of the most highest revered person in the Pleiadian culture, it's the gardeners, the ones that grow the food. So we have things a little backwards here. But, there's so much more information. I'm going to turn this back over to Gary because he has some more information about the Venus transit and what's going on in our sky. So here's Gary.
Yes, thanks, James. Something that the Mayans were tracking, obviously, in all their recording of astronomy, all the different movements of the planets and lunar cycles, et cetera, but something that's probably a lot of people are not really aware of is the Venus transit that they were big into recording. Matter of fact, one of the codexes, the Dresden Codex, one of the most important things it mentions is the Venus transit. And the Venus transit has to do with it's an eclipse. It's when between the Earth and the Sun, we are able to witness Venus crossing the Sun. It takes like 7 hours. But it only happens every 130 years, because not only is Venus in an elliptic, not in the same plane that the rest of the planets are, it also goes in an opposite direction of the other eight planets. So Venus is spinning in an opposite direction of all the planets, and it's like 3 degrees off plane. So this actual Venus transit crossing the Sun only happens every 130 years. But the interesting thing is that once it happens again 8 years later. So back in June 8th of 2004, I was in New Jersey at the time, at the Jersey Shore. We were watching the little black dot cross the sun. Pretty miraculous experience, realizing we were the first people in this on the planet and all to have ever witnessed it, because, you know, Noah was alive 130 years ago. And then studying it, realized that in each of its occurrences over the 130-year spans, major changes and evolution has happened, in particular in communication. For instance, back in 1872, when the transit happened the last time, the transatlantic cable was laid, allowing Europeans and American people to communicate with telegraph, which gave Alexander Graham Bell the whole idea of creating the telephone. And 2 years later, the telephone got created. Now, think of that in terms of technology and how that expanded. Also, we're realizing that the women's suffrage movement got born in that time. It's also a very feminine time, because Venus and the influence that it has over the Earth is her power as a morning star and the evening star. Right now, she's she just went into retrograde yesterday, actually. But Venus is love. It's a love planet, and it's certainly what Jonathan was talking about. He said, you know, if there's anything that we need to do right now is to increase our capability to love, you know, on this planet and without judgment, and let go of our fears. The other thing that Venus works in kind of a subtle level with us is with beauty. And certainly we're not as tuned into beauty as we could be today because of our obsession with money and you know, the material world. But Venus brings us this whole idea of what we value. And definitely the Mayan calendar and this whole concept of transformation in 2012 is bringing us to understand, as Jonathan said, you know, our balance with the universe and with the Earth, and to be connected to it. Or as the, you know, the Palladian concept of the gardeners, or the people that were really were honored. Well, think of all of that in terms of what we value and what beauty is, and love for the Earth. So the interesting thing about this 8-year cycle is, guess what? The next time Venus transits the Sun, it's going to be visible pretty much on the west coast for us. Cross the little black dot crossing the Sun again is going to be in the year, of course, 2012. This time it's going to be June 6th. So in that 8-year period, which we're a little over halfway through, it's called a golden age. It's been called the golden age. One of them was experienced 1,300 years ago, when Pakal Botan was the great lord, ruler of the Mayan, probably the most sophisticated time of Mayan culture. And during his reign, the arts and the astronomy and all the intellectual exercises of the mind were very, very much in attune, and it was the height of Mayan culture. Seven generations after that, actually the Mayan culture disappeared. So Pakal Botan, whose tomb was discovered in 1952, so it's quite recent, it's only been a little over 50 years, and with the discovery of his sarcophagus and his burial place and the messages that came from that discovery in the Temple of the Inscriptions in Palenque in Mexico, in sort of where the Chiapas and the Yucatan meet. The information that came from that discovery was how we eventually were able to decode the Mayan language. So much has happened in the last 50 years in terms of our understanding of the calendar and understanding of the astronomy of the Mayan peoples, and the fact that they were so in tune with this particular experience with the planet Venus and her influence over our planet. Well, part of the thing that's excited me is that once I got involved in my work with the Mayan calendar, synchronicity just started exploding in my life. I was almost like it felt a little bit like my life was contrived, like I wasn't even in control of it anymore. If I would need something or was thinking about someone, the phone would ring, or I would meet them on the street, or something would happen that just blew me away. And an example of that was, like, we had this meeting last Friday, a week ago, and pretty excited about starting the Mayan node, when their nodes or communities of Mayan calendar students all over the planet. Every country has them, and there's ways of connecting through them, as Jonathan said, through Tortuga website or the Law of Time website. You can follow all of this evolution of community. But we planned it for last Friday night because it seemed like the best night. The person who was helping me with it had the night off, so she was going to be able to be there. And I said, well, I want to teach a lot about the Venus transit because I think it's really a powerful symbol for us, and certainly something that the Mayan calendar has at its core. And lo and behold, the day after we decided on that date, someone sent me an email saying, oh, guess what, Gary? Venus is going to be occulting with the moon on Friday night. And I said, Friday night? That's when we're having our gathering about the Venus transit. So as we were having our meeting, I think it was like that same evening, I think it was actually 5:30, if you were watching the crescent, the first crescent of this new moon that we are in, Venus actually touched 10% of the moon and was hidden by it. So we were like, wow, that's a synchronistic thing. Here we are, like, all talking about the power of beauty and love and our values. And here the moon, which is about as feminine of a sign as we can get, our oceans and our emotions and water and the menstrual cycle of women, the 28-day, moon cycles, are so tied in. So here we have this feminine energy that blesses us and, waxes and wanes through our month every 29 days. And that's the moon. And we have Venus, who's been our evening star for the last 150 days, I guess, and just getting ready to become our morning star. Before she leaves to become the morning star, she decides she wants to touch the moon. Well, who plans that? And, how does that ever work? But, synchronicity is something that has definitely helped each of us who are a part of this calendar and a part of this journey of transformation of the mind and body and spirit in these next years, has certainly been a signal or a sign to us that we're really on the right track. Every time something magical happens like that in my life, I say, yep, I guess I'm doing it okay. And also, it's almost as if the universe is communicating with me and with anybody who's studying calendar with these wonderful synchronicities, saying, yeah, we're with you, we're helping you, we are your guides. We just keep up the good work, because that's the most important thing you can do on the planet right now. That's your mission, is to continue the good work that you do. And as Rumi said one time, he said, loving actions are the seed of something completely different, a living place. And he says, no origin is anything like what it is. So we're all sitting on the edge of what this living place is going to be like, the origin of which has never been known before, or maybe it has, several thousand years ago, or maybe in Lemuria, or maybe one of the cultures that lived on our planet prior to our being here, Atlantis or whatever. But we don't want to make the same mistakes that some of these other cultures made. We want to live in this golden age right now. We got another 3.5 years to to get our politics in order, to get our economic system in order, to get our love in order, to get our spiritual development broader, to look at our environment, to look at the planet, the cultures, to look at war and realize that, you know, Venus is definitely, she's not wanting us to, be destroying each other and our planet all because of, our greed or our avarice for having the material world that we are celebrating in this new kind of way. So that was just something I wanted to hit everybody with, and just to remind people that we are living in a golden age right now, and we have every opportunity, every door, every possibility is open to us to create the world that we know is coming for us, and we'll be open to whatever the gifts are that come in. So 2012 is another reason to be looking at it, because the alignment of that. And James is actually drawing here.
Planets on 2012? I think 2012 there's a huge planetary alignment that where quite a few planets are all lined together.
James is saying there's quite a few planets lined together in 2012, and that's something that I have yet I have a friend back in Pennsylvania who does a lot of astrology for me, and I'm just going to get to Jackie, and I'm going to say, hey, Jackie, tell me what else is happening. She just graduated from an astrology school out in Seattle, and she's very, very excited about the amazing changes that are happening. And matter of fact, part of her study, because of our friendship, was about the Mayan culture and its astrology. So I have to get her on that. But I'm going to put you back on to James and see what else you got to add to this.
Well, thank you, Gary. There's James, I think it's McKinnis. I'll have to check on that spelling of his last name, but I think he wrote a book about the electric universe, and he talks about how these planetary alignments, when they all line up like this, it becomes the energy from the sun jumps from one planet to the other, back to Earth, and there's an energy system that's created. So it's kind of interesting. We'll have to maybe get him on the show and have him talk about 2012 and what he sees happening in the electric universe. There's so much more to the story. It just seems. The bottom line is people. There's two things people fear the most, and that's change and the unknown. And so basically, we are going to go through some changes, and we're trying to make them known. So you don't have to be in fear about these changes, and you can lovingly and joyously prepare and go with the flow. There's an old saying: to be enlightened is to be in knowledge of the whole enchilada, and not be in denial of the world in which you live and what's happening in the world in which you live. And what we're doing here is we're bringing this information, to you, so you can have, a little more information, a little more enlightenment concerning, where this planet is going and where this universe is going. I know we're also going through galactic core. There's an alignment there as well. So it should be a major magnetic shift going through galactic core. And that's another whole show in itself. So unfortunately, we're running out of time. We've got to be signing off here. And, I can't thank both of you enough for coming on the show, both Gary and Jonathan. They've really enlightened us and added their information to the pot, and we'll have to go into this a little deeper and keep an eye on it, and who knows, maybe we'll bring them back on the show. But anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.